Recent studies comparing the effectiveness of one-phase versus two-phase treatment for patients with class 2 malocclusions have concluded that in general, there is no benefit to having two-phase treatment. Because two of the largest control studies were done at the University of North Carolina and the University of Florida, some clinicians have questioned the results of these studies because they were performed on patients who are treated in a dental school environment. In the May 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, a study was reported which evaluated the effectiveness of one-phase versus two-phase treatment with the twin block appliance. This study was titled Early Treatment for Class II Division I Malocclusion with the Twin Block Appliance, a multi-center randomized controlled trial by Kevin O'Brien et al. It was a multi-center randomized controlled trial which evaluated subjects from 14 orthodontic clinics in the United Kingdom and included 174 children ages 8 to 10 years with Class II Division I malocclusion. These patients were randomly divided into two groups. The average age at the start of this research investigation for both groups was approximately 9.5 years. Group 1 was labeled the early treatment group and received treatment with a twin block appliance. Group 2, labeled the adolescent treatment group, received no treatment until approximately 12 years of age when full treatment was initiated. As is typical in two-phase treatment, the patients in the early treatment group had a period of inactivity following the initial twin block treatment and later resumed a second phase of treatment at approximately 12 years of age. Basically, the two groups represented classic examples of patients receiving one-phase versus two-phase treatment. A second set of orthodontic records was taken at the completion of treatment for both groups, and the results were compared. What do you think the authors found when they analyzed these results? The bottom line is that the results of this study were very similar to the two university studies. The authors concluded that early treatment with the twin block appliance, followed by further treatment in adolescents, does not result in any meaningful long-term differences when compared with one course of treatment started in the late mixed or early permanent dentition. They also concluded that there are definite disadvantages to the two-phase approach to treatment, including increased burdens for the patient in terms of attendance, cost, length of treatment, and inferior final occlusal result. This last finding somewhat surprised me. I would have thought that the final occlusal results for the two groups would be similar. The authors said that it was difficult for them to attribute any cause to this difference. However, the patients in the two-phase treatment group may have experienced more burnout, resulting in less cooperation during the final phase of treatment. This was a well-controlled 10-year study with a large sample of patients, which further supports the conclusion that for the treatment of patients with class 2 malocclusion, there is no advantage to two-phase versus one-phase treatment. You can find this article in the May 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.